The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but he did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his face, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first and saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Somehow touched your hearts. You know that he's risen deep within your hearts. Now, life is learning how to walk in this new life, this risen life that we have received through our baptism and confirmation. That Christ has made available to us through his death and resurrection. Paul tells us, throw the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, and learn to walk in sincerity and truth. St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Society of Jesus, wrote, man is created to praise, reverence, and serve God our Lord, and by this means save his soul. Our one desire and choice should be what is more conducive to the end for which we were created. For that end, sisters and brothers, is to be with God in this eternal communion of love in the Trinity. Although you and I get bogged down sometimes with the things of this life, as Paul tells us in his letter to the Colossians, you know, think about the things of above. Make sure you take time to do that, because that is why you were created. That is the purpose for our lives. In his sermon of the parable of the man who went to the wedding feast without a wedding garment, St. Augustine quotes 1 Timothy, where it says, the aim of our charge is love, that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith. And St. Augustine said, that is our wedding garment. That is what we were given in baptism. Lent was an opportunity for us to mend those tears in our garment and to scrub out those stains by our works of penance, prayer, and honesty. Not that those works by themselves can do anything. It's the fact that they help open us up to the grace of God, to the grace of His Holy Spirit, so that Christ can do the housekeeping within us that needs to get done, sisters and brothers. But of course, this is a lifelong task for us. But as our Lord says somewhere, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So when we are experiencing our own Good Fridays in our lives, he wants us to remember that there is and there will be a resurrection. Or as St. Paul put it in today's second reading, when Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. God, I love you. God bless you.